Final week for oral arguments in this term for the U.S. Supreme Court. The Trump immunity case highlights everything on Thursday, but today is going to be a fascinating one, and it could have big implications on how the city of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and other communities interact with the homeless population as the Supreme Court hears a case that will essentially decide whether cities can fine and even arrest people for sleeping in public spaces. We'll take a deeper dive now with WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of the WOKV newsroom in Washington. It's a fascinating story that really puts a statute in Boise, Idaho under the microscope.
That's right. And it really comes at a time when a lot of people are struggling to, you know, find affordable places to live. And get this, federal data reveals that more than 650,000 people were homeless on a single night last year. So that just shows you the number of folks who are really struggling to try to keep a roof over their heads. Now, this immediate case stems from Oregon. That is where one city imposed a $295 fine for sleeping outside, with increases if that first fine wasn't paid. Now, several people experiencing homelessness actually filed a lawsuit against the city over that ordinance. They believe the law violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Now, on the other side of this argument, several local city officials argue that they have limited options for trying to address these growing homeless encampments that can pose safety issues, but also major health concerns as well. Some Democratic leaders, like California Governor Gavin Newsom, they say they want the court to provide them more clarity so, you know, local and state leaders know what they can and cannot do to try to make those outdoor encampments safer for those who are in them, but also around them, you know, people who live nearby.
One of the most fascinating parts about this, Kirsten, is that the arguments are coming from all sides of the political spectrum on this. Obviously, they come to different conclusions, but to hear Gavin Newsom and then to hear conservatives and Republicans also wanting the Supreme Court to weigh in. Remember, the Supreme Court declined to hear a similar case out of Boise, Idaho back in 2019.
That's right. So I think it'll be fascinating to see how the court kind of addresses this issue. When you hear from people like Gavin Newsom, who, again, has been very vocal about this issue, his point was, you know, California at least has been investing, you know, millions, even billions of dollars to try to address this issue. But they say some of their issues have been shot down because of lawsuits or because of what's happening in the legal system. So they believe that if the justices rule in their favor, that then officials will be able to create and enforce policies that they believe will help address these growing encampments. But on the other side of this, homeless advocates worry that, you know, if the courts rule in the state's favor, you know, it could make it easier for cities to arrest and just fine people instead of helping them find shelter. There's actually going to be a rally outside of the Supreme Court in just a couple of hours around 10 o'clock when those oral arguments begin, from homeless advocates, you know, urging, you know, the court to not do this and to keep up these safeguards that they believe are in place by, you know, saying that this would violate the Eighth Amendment. So we'll see where it goes from here. A very interesting case that will have implications across the country.
No ruling, obviously, today. It's going to take several months before justices ultimately issue their decision. Kirsten, thanks for the update.